So what's up, guys? Welcome to Late Night Shots, episode 11. Today, we are joined with a special guest, Caden Henschel. Caden runs one of the biggest wrestling YouTube channels right now, and he's also part of the Wrestling Hype House, which is the most followed wrestling TikTok page. So what's up, man?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Happy to be here.
I mean, Derek, you can talk for a little bit.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, you take it away. It's your time to talk. We're just going to get started with let's talk about like how you got into wrestling and, you know, what kind of pushed you forward in the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, for sure. So I first started wrestling in about first grade and joined a little, you know, town club, and it's called the West Bend Wildcats. And I was in that club for about 8 years. And then I really started to get into wrestling more in eighth grade. And from there, I started to do more national tournaments, started to do freestyle and Greco. And then from that, it went on to high school, ended up making it to state freshman year, play sophomore year, actually didn't even make it to state junior year, actually kind of, you know, got a little fluked, but then actually won my senior year, and now I'm committed to wrestle at Division II Parkside in this coming fall.
That's cool. That's obviously, you know, how most of, you know, the greater wrestling stories begin when you're a young kid. Actually, sure. All three of us are either verbally or fully committed to Division II wrestling colleges, so I think that's pretty cool for all of us here. You know, I had the same kind of thing when I was a little kid, you know, started wrestling, and it just kind of progressed from there. So now I just wanted to have a couple questions. Now that we're in the off season, you and your junior going into your senior year off season before the season started, what really pushed you forward into, you know, training and mental wise to get yourself into the state finals?
Yeah. I mean, so like I legit, like coming into the high school, certainty that I was win at, you know, at least one state title, and, you know, I did only win one. In the complete certainty, you got to have that, you know, complete confidence in yourself, and, you know, especially losing it like in the sectional finals in the true second place match. I mean, that was, you know, super low point in my life, but I mean, I wrote down my goal, you know, like legit, like every single day, you know, that I wanted to be a 132 pound state champion in Wisconsin, and pretty much just, you know, talking, you know, to my practice partner saying, hey, you know, this is my goal. If you can tell your goal to multiple people, you know, you're more likely to get that right. You know, that's proven and everything. And I mean, just having, you know, that constant, you know, voices in my head telling myself how, you know, I can do this, I'm the best, you know, just having like little mantras and everything, and just always, you know, knowing, you know, you're understanding your why, and you know why you do it. So I think that's really important, and that's what kind of pushed me to go even farther.
So you said you started wrestling in first grade. That's obviously very early. I mean, I only started freshman year because, like, I mean, I'm grew up in like Indian household, so not really much sports and stuff. And freshman year, I'm like, okay, I'll try this out, because I played football because I was just insanely big. Right. So you said you started in first grade. Like, when did the thought come to you that I could be like really good at this and possibly become a state champ?
Yeah. So actually my dad and my grandpa actually wrestled. My grandpa actually wrestled for Madison, but like that was super, super long ago. And then my dad actually, he won state, you know, at my high school. So actually at our high school, if you win state, you know, you got this big, you got your big picture on the wall in the gym. And that, I always looked at that, you know, in the gym, like, dang, like that's so cool. Like I would really love to have, you know, my picture up there, you know, right next to his. I thought that would, you know, come full circle and everything. And, you know, I was always training for it, always, you know, wrestled with my brothers, you know, around the house and my dad and everything. And again, like, really, like in the middle of seventh and eighth grade, I kind of made that jump, you know, where I did more freestyle and Greco, went to different clubs and academies. And, you know, the point is that you got to get, you know, the toughest competition. If you can have the toughest practice partners, you know, iron sharpens iron. So that's, you know, what I did. And we made the commitment, and we invested in, you know, wrestling mindset, you know, other, you know, wrestling opportunities, and, you know, talk to, you know, a lot of wrestling families. And it's just all about, you know, getting the best practice partners.
Yeah, I had a similar situation to you and you and your dad's situation, where my brother actually was a super well-known Pennsylvania wrestler. He actually coaches at Texas A&M University for their club team right now. And I have that same – our wrestling room has all the pictures of the champs up on the wall. And, you know, that's definitely something I look at when I'm at practice. And, you know, just not – maybe not having a great practice, you know, you just kind of look up there and remind yourself what, you know, what people ahead of you kind of paved your way. And, you know, you kind of just want to follow in their footsteps.
True. That's true. Yep.
So you're known for your wrestling, of course, being a state champ. But the main thing you're known for by the wrestling community is starting your YouTube channel, which is now, I think, the biggest channel out there. 63,000, more than Flow Wrestling, I think, actually. Flow only has about 50K, I think, on YouTube.
Yeah, I actually think Flo is a little bit more than me, but I'm ahead of Rudis by a lot. But I think Flo is just a little bit ahead of me. But for, you know, for like one person running it, you know, not like a competition, I think I am the biggest. But I always looked up to, there was these pretty much these three or four main wrestling YouTubers, and they were always around like 6K or 8K. And I remember having like being stuck at like 300 subscribers, and I was saying, hey, we should collab, do this video. And they would always like ignore me. You know, can come like full year and a half later, I'm like they're all like out of high school now and everything, and I kind of thankfully rose to the top, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So like, when was like, of course, like your purpose was just like kind of document your experience and like try like inspire some people to an extent. Like, when did that thought that like you wanted to become a YouTuber really happen?
Yeah, so it happened after my freshman year of wrestling. I kind of thought, so my buddy Crosby, he's in a lot of my videos, and, you know, he started a YouTube channel, you know, like years before even high school, and I always thought, you know, it'd be super cool to get, you know, a bunch of views, subscribers, kind of be known for videoing and stuff, and I was really passionate about, you know, filming and, you know, editing, and I was pretty much obsessed. Like, whenever I like film something with wrestling, I always go on my computer and just be like, spend hours on there, you know, trying to do effects or different types of styles of editing and stuff like that. And, you know, after that freshman year of wrestling, I decided that, you know, this would be something that I really want to do, you know, and, you know, to actually have like a career opportunity. I thought that was super cool. You know, even to this day, I haven't made, you know, I haven't monetized or anything, because the whole NCAA, you know, rules, it's still, you know, pretty much in effect. And also with my high school, I couldn't make money based on, you know, repping my high school like that. But pretty much I just literally wanted to document it so I can look back one day, you know, show my kids, show, you know, my friends, and be like, you know, this was like my life when I was, you know, in like my prime years of high school. So yeah, it was just after freshman year.
Yeah. So, you know, running a YouTube channel, like, you have like a brand attached to like your name essentially at this point. Like, it's the same thing with me. Like, I started this Heavyweight Nation page, like, after my junior year. I wasn't coming off a great season, but, like, since I started freshman year, I've always been, like, addicted to wrestling, just, like, watching all the guys. Like, even not even, like, the best guys, just seeing, like, everything, like, about the weight class, because I'm a heavyweight. There was nothing really in it for me watching everybody else. I just watched as much as I could about that. And, like, I just felt more pressure to succeed, because I didn't think this page was, like, going to go anywhere at first. And then I started racking up, like, thousands of followers. And then people started figuring out who I am. So, like, I had to, like, it pushed me to do better, like, in the actual sport. Like, did you feel that at all?
Yeah, I definitely did. And, you know, again, it was always in the back of my mind, you know, what if my opponents are seeing my videos? And at the end of the day, you know, like Vince Lombardi once said, you know, legendary coach of the Packers, that he wanted to give the other team his playbook because, you know, no matter what plays they ran, they wanted to run it so good that it was unstoppable. And essentially that is, you know, what was my plan, you know, to do my basic, you know, moves and, you know, still like get to the top, you know, in my state by doing, you know, everything I've done. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And other than just a Folkstyle state champ, what have you done Greco, freestyle Greco-wise too? I know you've had some success in that as well.
Yeah, I did. So I actually am a two-time Greco state champ, and then I also got third in freestyle one year. The first year I got first in Greco, and then I actually I had a little hand injury, like a thumb injury, and I pretty much, you know, couldn't compete. Greco was a no-go because, you know, you're always using your hands and everything. So I actually didn't even wrestle freestyle or Greco the next year, but then I came back and defended my Greco title, and then I actually got second at state in freestyle. So, yeah.
Yeah. So another big thing, it didn't happen too long ago. I mean, the wrestling hype house on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're basically the first group of wrestling TikTokers there were, which I thought was pretty interesting because TikTok came around late 2018. I never really got into it till I saw like an opportunity to help grow like the whole brand image and everything. And then I saw you guys already about like 30, 40K there. So like, what impacted you to do TikTok?
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, like, essentially it was Musical.ly, you know, years ago, and, you know, now they move into TikTok. I had, you know, some videos and whatever is just cool because, you know, kids from your school would see it. But now that it's like, you know, like the For You page, it's, you know, so much more updated, and it's more likely that you can get a viral vid on, you know, TikTok than you can, you know, on Instagram and YouTube. You know, it's a super cool, you know, like business model that way. And by, you know, having us wrestlers together, and especially, you know, like the most like followed, you know, the most like hype, you know, essentially wrestlers in that way, you know, to all come together and, you know, produce content and, you know, keep growing it. We just, well, Chris Kelly's the the guy who made it, and pretty much I was like right behind Chris. I was like one of the first ones to, you know, hop on board, and, you know, we just keep growing, and you know, we're just having a fun time with it.
Yeah, that's, yeah, essentially what it's about. Derek, if you have any.
Let's see here. I think we talked about wrestling. That's great. Talked about the Hype Pods. Talked about YouTube. Other than that, what are your college plans? Let's talk a little bit about that. How you made your college decision. What are you going to, like, major in and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to, you know, D2 Parkside, and Parkside, it's in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So it's about, you know, an hour and a half drive from my house. And, you know, that was a big deal. I didn't want to go to a college out of state because I wanted to be, you know, close to my family. You know, I'm really invested in my girlfriend. She's going to college about 3 hours away. So that was pretty nice. And also, you know, it's great culture there. You know, really great, you know, wrestling coaches, good program, good kids. And, you know, I'm super excited for the incoming class too. You know, we got a bunch of, you know, former Wisconsin state champs and current state champs from this past year. And I'm going to be starting marketing again, you know, to, you know, help, you know, the social medias grow in that sense. Yeah, but we'll see.
Yeah. Another big thing is the whole, the NCAA rule about making money, like, off your own thing. That's set to change basically when we're both going to be sophomores in college. Do you see any big plans for that? Are you planning for that? Possibly monetize your channel, monetize your Instagram, make money from that sense.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, again, like, I didn't start YouTube, you know, essentially just to make money. Like, my first years of YouTube, I just literally wanted to document. I had, you know, so much fun editing it. I didn't care if I made any money, and I still don't care if I make any money. I just want to make an impact in that sense. And, you know, if the time comes that, you know, people want to buy, you know, some merch, or maybe I'll have some wrestling courses out, or, you know, different things like wrestling camps, that way that I can help, you know, market through my social medias. I do see that would be, you know, something that I would look forward to. And I definitely am. And especially with, you know, maybe getting my own wrestling shoe with Wrestle Boutique. I think because of TikTok Wrestling Hype House, we're getting our own wrestling shoe coming out here in the next couple months. So yeah, it's super exciting in that sense.
Yeah. Because again, like, one of my main goals is to, like, since I started this before college, my junior year, essentially I have about 5-6 years to basically try to build a brand. And then if I'm making a good amount of money off it, you don't really have to get a whole job. You can make, like, a living off what you love doing. So, like, that's basically what you're looking forward to, kind of.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're passionate about anything, you know, I believe if, you know, you follow your passion, you can monetize, you know, whatever, how passionate you are is, you know, the amount of time you put in, and, you know, the monetization choices, you know, it can be endless. So yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Derek, you got it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, with the whole passion-wise. You know, I feel like that definitely, you get that a lot from wrestling as well. You know, you're getting beat, and you got to just keep going. You're in a tournament, you take a tough loss, you can't just continue to lose and just you're out. You got to keep pushing forward, and I think that's, like, a mental thing that wrestling definitely teaches everyone who competes in the sport is, you know, like you said, you sat at 300 subs for quite a while. And, you know, it's just about not giving up and just following your dreams.
Oh yeah, for sure. 100% agree.
Yeah, you can ask one more. My mom said something.
Okay. So talking about, let's just talk a little bit more about your recruiting process. So was Parkside really was that, like, your college go-to? Was that, like, something you knew early on, or was that something you kind of found as you grew up in the wrestling?
Yeah. So, you know, getting, like, I guess, recruited pretty much, you know, middle of my junior season. And, you know, of course, you know, everyone gets, you know, a bunch of calls, a bunch of emails about, you know, about the wrestling school, you know, a lot of out-of-state things, a lot of Minnesota, a lot of, you know, Ohio, Michigan, stuff like that. But I wasn't really too interested in that, and especially a lot of D3 schools were asking for me and everything. And of course, D3 schools can't really give, you know, scholarships or, like, incentives in that way. And so I really wanted to have something where I didn't have to, you know, pay the excruciating cost of, you know, college and everything like that. And, you know, actually Parkside really didn't come to me because I wasn't on their radar because I didn't make it to state my junior year, but they recruited the guy who won state that beat me, but whatever, that match was iffy. And so I actually went I came to Parkside. Yeah, I came to Parkside, talked to the coach. My dad went there, and, you know, it was a great school. He went there for 2 years, then transferred. But I also had, you know, some friends that actually went there. They said they liked it. And, you know, I was pretty much, you know, really excited for that. Good recruiting class, good coaches, and I was just super excited. So.
Yeah, I talked about that when we did the episode just about me and me telling my wrestling story of a lot about the college recruiting process and how sometimes you got to reach out to schools. You can't, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are at the sport of wrestling. If you have a school in mind that you would really like to go to, you got to reach out. You know, it's either they're going to answer you and, you know, they're going to give you their honest answer, or they're just not going to respond. And, you know, it may suck to get that, and, you know, they say, hey, we're not interested, or, you know, they do end up inviting you down and, you know, showing you around campus and everything. And it's not about waiting. I think if you definitely have your mindset on a school and, you know, somewhere you see that you would like to, you know, to try to get into, I definitely think that's something you definitely should do, is, you know, reach out yourself. Because a lot of athletes, they get stuck in that waiting game, playing that waiting game, you know, oh, they'll come to me if they want me. But I definitely think reaching out and just, you know, even if, you know, you're an underclassman, you're not a senior, you're not looking to go to college, you know, right then and there, just, you know, get your name out there even.
Oh yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's super interesting because, you know, I go to Askren Wrestling Academy, Max Askren, Ben Askren's brother, you know, he's pretty much the main one that coaches me. But, you know, we were talking about it, you know, with a bunch of the guys, and, you know, he pretty much said that anyone literally go to, like if anyone wants to go to a D1 school to wrestle, you know, they can. The point is that, you know, they'd have to talk to the coach. And I mean, like, you can get in the wrestling room, you can wrestle. Cause there was guys on his team in Missouri that like should not be a Division I wrestler, probably shouldn't even be a Division II wrestler. And they were still in the Division I wrestling room. And it's all about, you know, if you want to go D1, you know, like, you might have 2 years, you know, without a spot on the team if you're not good enough, but you can go to a D1 school if you want.
Yeah, I had that, you know, that issue a lot. I ended up breaking my leg in my sophomore season. My freshman season. I wrestled my sophomore season, got like a 9-5 record, only wrestled 14 matches. I lost my match in the district medal round to qualify for regionals. And, you know, I ended up not being able to wrestle my junior season. I broke my ankle in two spots playing basketball in gym class. Now I know big men don't jump. So, yeah. So, you know, it was definitely a tough, you know, it was definitely almost embarrassing for me to try to contact these schools and be like, hey, I'm a junior in high school with a 9-5 record. Here's my information if you want to call me back or anything. It was definitely tough, but, you know, a lot of people see past that and, you know, see past the injuries. And I definitely agree with what you said. If you have the right mindset, you know, I've definitely talked to a lot of coaches and say they talk about interviewing for your future job for colleges. It's definitely something, you know, you cannot be prepared. You cannot be, you know, the guy for their position. But if you go in there with a great personality and great answers to their questions and, you know, strongly worded responses, I think you could definitely end up in a position that you would like to be in.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the merchandise you're wearing, the Waldo's Warriors shirts. You know, how did you get that brand title? I know that'll probably be an interesting story for you to tell.
Sure. So, you know, my grandpa, you know, my dad's dad, one that wrestled, and, you know, he was super invested in me, you know, on my run to being a state championship. He's all about the pursuit of everything. And, you know, he's always there helping me. And he actually got me a wrestling dummy. And, you know, we didn't really know what to call this wrestling dummy. You know, we were thinking about it. And, you know, someone just came up with the name, like, Waldo, because, like, you know, like, where's Waldo? Always talking about the dummy. And so we got it that way, and then you know, always just throwing Waldo around, and with some wrestling friends at school, and we're thinking about, like, what if we're called, like, you know, the Waldo's Warriors, and, you know, Waldo's like our, like, wrestling coach, and we'll have him in our corners and everything. And we're like, you know what, that's a great idea. So we, you know, turn into Waldo's Warriors, and especially in my junior to senior year of freestyling Greco, you know, we brought Waldo to every single freestyling Greco tournament, had him in our corner, you know, and he was a big celebrity there. We'd always get some attention walking into the wrestling room with a big dummy and everything. So we had a lot of fun times that way. And yeah, it's awesome. It's super fun.
Yeah. I definitely think that's something else we should touch on, is how your friends have impacted your wrestling and your whole YouTube, because I think definitely your friends play like a big part in your videos, and especially, you know, you're up and coming from a freshman to a senior.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's just like David Dobrik, how David Dobrik's, you know, never in his videos, but his friends always are. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, like a big part is, you know, in my videos as well, you know, all my friends are, you know, characters in my videos and everything essentially. And, you know, I'm super excited, you know, what Parkside has, and I hopefully that, you know, those guys are pretty open to it. And, you know, if not, that's all right, but we'll see. But hopefully get some of the guys, you know, to my college too. Maybe Crosby wants to come or something.
That'd be hilarious.
So one of the big questions I had is, like, you, again, you said you always, like, weren't that big on YouTube or, like, any social media, like, until you blew up, like not that long ago. So, like, when you go out in public and, like, you're at wrestling tournament stuff, like, how often do you get noticed by people? Or do they ever
see you? Yeah, so right now it's every single tournament, every single, like, meet. There's always, like, especially, like, locally, like there's always, you know, people that are going to, like, know you're Caden Henschel, but it's not like they're, like, essentially fans because they always see you, I guess. But every time I go to, like, maybe the state tournament, regional tournament, sectional tournament, you know, wherever you got to, you know, drive a bit, you know, Fargo and everything, you know, I probably at Fargo, I took over like 100 pictures, and it was super cool to run into, like, all, you know, everyone that subscribed to me saying how much, like, I impacted, like, their wrestling and motivated them. And, you know, that really, you know, inspires me to, you know, keep going and keep posting. But, you know, it's super fun, especially if the little kids come to your wrestling meets and be like, oh my gosh, you know, watch you on YouTube. I mean, that, you know, that's the best thing ever. So I love it.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, like, everybody, like, in my county knows who I am at this point, because that's really, like, who I really – so when I, like, started the page, you know what I'm saying? Like, I followed, like, everybody, like, in my county. That was, like, a heavyweight and, like, any upperweight guys. So they all pretty much knew how I was. But, like – and then, like, towards, like, the end of my senior season, when I went to the district tournament, region, states, I had, like, a couple kids come up to me. Like, are you this guy? Are you this guy? Because, like, I have the green hair. That's basically yeah. Who I was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And I definitely think now with, you know, you being in the hype house on TikTok, it definitely is a lot easier for people to see you, you know, not having, like, not knowing who you were before, just from, like, looking up on YouTube. But now they see this kid on TikTok and he's a part of this big group with all these, you know, super high followed people and everything.
Yeah, it's super awesome. And, you know, all the guys in the hype house, you know, they're super nice. And, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's some drama going on, but I mean, you know, all super nice, and it's a really great, you know, thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on a little bit. I think, you know, everyone has, you know, that guy in college they looked up to. So who was your guy that you definitely tried to, you know, follow your style and almost your way of wrestling upon, you know, someone you looked up to?
That's a good question. And actually, like, I've never really really resembled my style of wrestling to any wrestler. But I mean, I, you know, I always looked up to, you know, David Taylor. I looked up to Logan Stieber. I mean, Nico Megalutis a little bit. I mean, like, you know, like Nick Soriano, Dayton Fix. I mean, all, you know, all those, you know, well-known guys, but I've never really resembled my wrestling off of, you know, anyone else. I mean, Spencer Lee, I was a super big fan of, but I asked him if he wanted to come on a video and he said he didn't want to, so that kind of lost some of my hopes.
He blocked him on Instagram.
I posted somebody made TikTok like most emotional wrestling moments, and it was DeSanto beating Spencer Lee in the finals. So I'm like, okay, this had a lot of views on TikTok, so it should translate a little bit to Instagram. I didn't tag Spencer Lee or anything, and then it's like my sleep schedule's messed up. I post about 3 p.m. I go to sleep. I wake up at 8, I see somebody tag Spencer Lee, and Spencer's like, I finally have an excuse to block this account now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
What was that about? I'll say something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so again, with the wrestling hype house, I mean, so your biggest, like, celebrity there is pretty much like Roman Bravo Young.
Yeah.
You've obviously gotten to talk with him a couple of times. Like, how is that, like, impacted you guys having like a high level, like a returning All-American
in high school? It's super cool. He's a super cool guy, and especially, like, you know talking with all these wrestlers, you know, we got a big group chat, you know, essentially we had, you know, Seth Gross, RBY, we had Gable Stevenson in there, you know, and it was super cool to be like, holy crap, like, these guys are, you know, the cream of the crop and everything. So, you know, it's super cool to have them and not essentially talk about wrestling all the time, but, you know, into their daily lives and being like, you know, like, what's going on, what you guys doing, and just collabing on certain projects and stuff. So, you know, it's super cool and super inspiring to see that, you know, these guys, you know, they were, you know, in high school once and, you know, this was their goal and, you know, now they're doing it. It really inspires us.
Yeah. And like Gable and Rome Brav Younger have like two of the best high school careers ever, really. Mm-hmm. Like Gable won four state titles. Remember he pinned the kid in, what was it, 16 seconds in the finals?
Yeah.
That's still probably my favorite wrestling video to this day when he hit that backflip afterwards.
Oh, for sure.
I haven't seen much of Roman wrestling in high school. Videos aren't out that much, so.
Sure, but yeah, he was undefeated all 4 years. Same.
Yeah, and I definitely think we should just talk a little bit about your style of wrestling. I definitely think it shows, you know, that you're out there practicing at the Aspen Wrestling Academy. Some people would say you definitely have a funky style with your super ducks and all that, you know, that kind of way of wrestling.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, pretty much everyone that like, wrestles me or knows, like, about my wrestling knows, like, my go-to moves are the firemans, and then I do, you know, this little slide-by thing. And, you know, I especially because, you know, when the camera's on, I always be one to, you know, have the highlights, you know, because it's better for views, thumbnails, whatever, pictures. And so I'm always like, you know, what could I do to be like, you know, have the most like flashy moves? And sometimes I do the super duck. That's why I really didn't do the super duck too much this year. I think I only did it like once. But other than that, I mean, I was super focused this year. And, you know, if you do something, you know, like like people say, if it's broke, don't fix it. And for me, that was my fireman's. That was my slide by. And, you know, essentially it worked on, you know, everyone except a couple of guys. I had to, you know, do some scrambling type stuff in certain situations. But yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about, you know, the Aspen Academy. You know, I definitely think you touched on that a lot. But is it worth, you know, going somewhere like that, you know, investing some money into a place like that to train and, you know, really get that top level training? Because I know over the summer, my coach is super big on going to like Wyoming Seminary where Bo Bartlett went, and we train there a little bit, and we go definitely take a trip down to Penn State for their training camps and everything. And it, you know, just talk a little bit about that, how, you know, putting some money forward, you know, does it, you know, truly help your, you know, your way of wrestling?
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I was super blessed, you know, with my parents and family, like, helping out with, you know, paying for that and taking me, you know, to these practices and camps and stuff like that. But definitely, I mean, like, having, you know, the best coaches, you know, in the state, having, you know, the best wrestlers in the state. I think, like, Askren had, like, it had like, probably, like, 60% of the kids that were Askren, like, in the state finals. And so, you know, it really shows that, you know, the top clubs is where, you know, these kids are going. Again, iron sharpens iron. And they're, you know, they're showing stuff that a lot of people aren't. They have, you know, different ideas, you know, it's just, like, it's just kind of black and white. You got to follow where good people go. So, yeah.
So, again, you won a state title. You've wrestled some extremely good kids, like, throughout your 4 years of high school. It's like, who were some of the best kids you've wrestled?
Oh, geez. Well, like, I guess in state, I mean, Jalen Spuler, I've wrestled him, you know, multiple times. I mean, like, Cody Miner, he's going to he's going to St. Cloud. So I think that, yeah, that's a D2 powerhouse. I mean, like, other than that, I don't even know. I don't even know. No really national ranked kids.
Okay. Because, like, I'm in Jersey, like, pretty much every state finals, like, a nationally ranked matchup.
Oh, for sure.
It's, like, complete bloodbaths.
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania, so it's pretty much the same here, you know. Most of the powerhouses are up in this area.
It's insane. Like, I remember at 126.
Because my freshman year, I wrestled Keegan O'Toole. He's the, you know, the number one recruit at 160. I wrestled him at the Gunslinger tournament, the first tournament of the year, and I think it was like 14-1. But yeah, he's insane.
Hey, you did get tagged. That's all that matters.
No, I know.
All right.
Is there really much to talk about anymore? Like, you want to get into
Wisconsin? Yeah, I guess we could just talk a bit on, you know, Wisconsin's three powerhouses. Being from Wisconsin, did you grow up watching Wisconsin wrestling, or did you have like a different team that you were, you know, more into in the college scene?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always wrestled Wisconsin. I always knew that they weren't, the top. They weren't, you know, the Iowas or the, you know, Pennsylvania in that sense, or Ohio State. But you know, of course, I watched like a decent amount of Wisconsin. Yeah.
All right. So, Go Ahead and Kill. You could talk about it, you know, their powerhouses.
There's basically two All-Americans this year, like ranked guys, which would be Trent Hilger, the heavyweight, who is a redshirt sophomore, and Evan Wick, who is a junior, I'm pretty sure. And I think the biggest story with them is getting the 2018. I think he was ranked number one 2018, Braxton Amos. And he's going to be he was number one recruit in the country, committed to Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure he's going to redshirt, but maybe not. Who really knows at this point?
Yeah, I did see Braxton actually wrestle at a Fargo last year. And, oh, my gosh, that kid, like, is insane. Like, he's an actual beast. And he was just, you know, around left and right. I mean, it was too easy for him out there.
He put together an undefeated high school career. At least I'm sure about turn. And I'm pretty sure his senior year, he didn't have an offensive point scored on him.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty much unheard of at a weight class, like 220, to be that dominant and that athletic.
Oh, for sure. You know, that'd be super cool to, you know, see him, you know, perhaps, you know, make Russell Gable, you know, these also, like, you know, well-known upper weights in that.
Because I was told he was going 197. Like, he wasn't an overly jacked guy. I think he probably stayed a little bit fluffy at 220, so he knew he was going to make the cut to 197 because of Hilger. That's a great, like, an anchor duo, honestly. Yeah, it's like anchor for dual meets.
Yeah.
And I think having him wrestling Trent Hilger in the room is going to be huge to help him possibly get the All-American his freshman year.
I agree. And, you know, especially, you know, that 1-2 punch right there. I mean, you know, it's super important to have a momentum on the team. You know, if one guy, you know, wins, you know, gets a pin, whatever, I mean, that motivates your team, gets your team hyped up. So, yeah, that's definitely a big deal to have those guys, really, really good guys in a row like that.
Yeah, I think you saw that a lot happen when you saw Penn State with Murderers Row. You know, they had that Vincenzo Joseph, Mark Hall, and then it go down and down the lineup with Nickel, and then the year before Anthony Cassar. And, you know, it definitely helps, you know, get the chain going, the pin chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you've probably seen it too before where, you know, you're starting off a little rough in a duel and then, you know, you put it together as the weight goes up and, you know, you kind of see, you know, everyone get behind it and kind of get a little bit more motivated.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you see, like, kids beating, you know, other kids that, you know, they definitely shouldn't have. And, you know, I think that, you know, tells it right there that, you know, momentum is, you know, breeds success.
Yeah.
All right, so just touch a little bit on how did your team perform your senior season and how, you know, how did they affect, you know, how did they help and, you know, push you forward in the state tournament, you know, rooting you on and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, so this year of the East Suns, it was our best year ever in, like, history. So that was super awesome. And, you know, especially in, like, each year of my high school, we got better as time went on. So it was, like, the, you know, fourth best team, third best team, second, and the best team. So that was super exciting in that sense. And, you know, those guys, you know, were always, you know, they came to, you know, state tournament. They were always talking to me, hyping me up and everything. And especially, you know, Crosby and Damian warming me up at state, always, you know, helping me in the practice room. I mean, we'd be getting there early. You know, we'd practice. We'd stay late. We'd practice some more. You know, always doing rope climbs and box jumps. And they were always, you know, there to push me. And, you know, like without them, I don't think I could definitely have, you know, half the success I had without good teammates.
Yeah, and I think that's honestly, you know, a lot of people forget in the moment when you just win that state tournament. You know, you're on that interview with the, you know, with your local news or whatever that's there, you know, to talk to you a little bit. And I think that's definitely something that a lot of people forget is, you know, to thank their coaches, to thank their teammates. You know, I feel like everyone goes straight for it. Thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. You know what I mean? Like, but I definitely think, you know, the people that you're around all the time, you know, you're around them in your best, you're around them in your worst. You know, those are some guys, you know, they see you have a rough practice and they see you have, you know, the best practice where, you know, you're there and you're showing off and you're hitting moves that you usually don't hit. And, you know, definitely it's good to have a good team, you know, behind you to push you forward and, you know, good support system. So
that's for sure.
That's definitely, you know, you even said it, you know, having your friends around and having, you know, them with you at states and everything definitely pushed you forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, I think that's about it. Thank you for your time. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I you know, I really enjoy this. You know, let me know what comes out. But thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thank you. And it was great having the experience to be able to talk with you about your career, TikTok, YouTube, and all that. And, yeah, we hope to have you on eventually again, hopefully.
For sure. For sure. Let me.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Peace, bro. All right, guys. So, Caden's off. Pretty much everybody's probably going to click off this video now. But, you know, let's keep going with the – we want to talk about the Wisconsin lineup for a little bit.
Yes, sir. And as I usually am, don't worry, I have the Wisconsin lineup ready. Now that Caden's
gone.
Time to have some popcorn.
Popcorn, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Watch him be like 34 minutes into this video and see us just eating popcorn.
He's like, he's watching the video. He's like, what the heck? He's like, how did that happen? All right, guys.
No, actually, should we end the video here and make a separate video?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.